This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Yeah, nui mō hara mai, nui mō hoki mai ki roto o tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora, it's just me. In studio today, you're with Tom Hunt. I'm the youth development worker here at the Western Community Centre. I'm going to be bringing you all the content around what's coming up for our young people, what we have going on in the community centre, what we have to offer, and also a couple of thank yous. We've got a song, and I also got a bit of a like a highlight story as well. All right, so it's just after 11. It is pretty warm outside. Alright, but it is still morning, and hopefully it gets warmer, because the whole week we've been lucky to have, although it was raining, lucky to have rain. Alright, because I know that, I don't know how this works, but I feel like rain eliminates cold air, and at night it's definitely warmer when it's been raining than it is when it's just straight cold air. I have no idea. I don't know if anyone knows. Let us know on the Facebook page at the Western Community Centre. If that's the actual thing, is there a theory behind it? Because I don't know why I'll wake up in the middle of the night and it's really cold. But when it's raining, it's not that cold. I have no idea. I don't know what the fluctuation is there, but it's just like that. But I saw something pretty cool this morning. Although it's cold, but the sun is out and it's been heating up the concrete, I saw these kids from Fraser lying on the concrete, keeping warm. Now, I thought they were just tired, but it turns out they were dodging the up air, or the air that's going across, or the wind that's going across. They're ducking it, but also the concrete is warm, so they're keeping their bodies warm. So I thought that was pretty creative. Now, I used to do that when I was in Rotorua, and we have these streams. I was born and raised in Rotorua, so we have these little streams, which we call creeks, that we would swim in. And every time we'd get cold, we'd go up and lie on the concrete in the sun and dry up a bit. Once we got a little bit too hot, we'd go jump back into the creek. Now, this is a little bit like that, but they're just keeping warm. Now, I thought that was pretty smart. And I know that we are not an area that normally gets snow, but the air is feeling like it's snowing. So I get them. It is pretty cold, but they're using the initiative to try and keep warm. And I like that. So our thank yous. This is a thank you once again. I know we do it every now and then, but just for some of you people that have just started tuning in, we do a thank you to the people that are the oil of our gears that allow us to do what we do. Because without them, we won't be able to do this radio station, we won't be able to have this building, we won't be able to have the positions that we have, or even have this kind of one-stop action that we have for young people or whānau of our community. So I'd like to do a special shout out to the Ministry of Social Development, the Hamilton City Council, Lottery Grants Board, Trust Waikato, Te Puna o Waikato, Well Energy Trust, DV Bryant Trust, Grassroots Trust, the Lion Foundation, Here for Good, Internal Affairs, the Tyndall Foundation, Rotary Hamilton Central, Our Power, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Waikato WDFF, the Karamu Trust, Waikato, our community Waikato, we've got Kaivolution, we've got good food or food together, we've got Tumanatu Taonga, we've got Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Countdown, Norton and Dinsdale, Bunnings Warehouse, the Lions Foundation, or the Dinsdale Lions Foundation, and Waikato Lyceum Charitable Trust. So big shout out to you guys. Thank you for making us tick over. Thank you for giving us a position to come into every single week or every day, every hour, every minute. to be able to do what we do. Also, a big shout out to the Ministry of Social Development and allowing us to do the things that we do with young people, because we need to have things done. We've got things in place. You know, we win some, we lose some. At the moment, we are doing our best to win as much as we can. But our young people, we know it. We've done it before. We've done it. We've learned from experience that we'll go 100 steps forward and then we could take 200 steps back. It's still the same in generations to come, and generations present, generations to come. All right, but it's just, unless we are the consistency for our young people, there would never be a change. So it's starting the cycle. We just have to keep the cycle going. If you've got any young people, if you're a caregiver or caretaker, if you're a parent, if you've got young people in your care and you want something for them to do, we've got Tō Whakapō Waihut that run every Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. Bring them down, even come down and talk to me through the week. I'm down at the centre from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just the Monday I'm off, but those times I'm in here, or you can leave a note at the front desk if I'm not in. Normally I am out at schools, or if I'm out with young people, I'll do my best to try and get back to you, and then we can figure out how we can go with how we can get them into the program. Because you can never have enough of young people. The only thing that we worried about is transport, because we do have to get them around to stuff. Now, the biggest thing for our young people now is our seniors are all gone into the workforce, and I say that every week, but our juniors are now looking into workforce. So we've been mowing lawns in that. So if you do have a lawn that you want mowed and you're in the Norton area, preferably maybe like 2-3 Ks within vicinity of the Western Community Centre, then we can bring some young boys over to mow some lawns. Look, I know there's a lot of organisations out there that do come out and mow people's lawns, but this is just a factor of getting our young people into understanding what work is like work experience, but also some budgeting, so they get paid. And it's almost like, you know, they have to figure out what they're going to do with their money, how can they save it, what can they invest it into, what can they put it away for. And that's a whole part of our doing our SMART goals, you know, our short-term planning, and then trying to figure out what our long-term goal is. If we're saving up for a car, now, realistically, saving up for a car with just $40, a loan is probably just not going to work, but it's the thinking about it, you know, that counts. So behind mowing the lawns is the best thing that we can do. So we just, you know, if you've got a lawn, we can't take grass away. That's the only thing. We can't take your grass away. We can come and clean it up. We can weed eat it, lawn mow it. And yeah, we could just general care, come and help look after. But it's a good way of our young people learning how to work in the working world. So if it's time management, we need to give them that. If it's learning social cues, we need to give them that. If it's learning to do the job once and do it good, they need to learn that as well. And we're willing to do that just by mowing lawns. You know, we create space like that for them to grow. What we have done at the community centre, on Mondays, we do have a walking group that goes from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So it's just an hour walk around the block. We have Kaiarahi Family Court Navigator, but that's every fortnight. So every fortnight on a Monday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We've got Kaivolution store, so it's a free store, and that opens every day at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So if you are looking for Kai and you are from the area, head down to the community centre just before 1 and wait in line. It is on the skateboard side where the staff room is, so you have to wait outside those doors. So set up a line. You normally see people there lined up, so get on down here, get in line, get you some free Kai from Kaivolution. We've got after school care that's based every day as well. That's at 3 p.m. from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. We've got Tō Whakapō Wai, that's every Friday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. We've got yoga to go every Monday afternoon from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Every Tuesday, we've got Justice of the Peace Clinic. Justice of the Peace is here from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All right, and if you're unlucky, then you can come the next... you can stay around for it. So it's from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. We have the Citizens Advice Bureau. So kind of the same thing. If you're needing some legal advice or something, some legal stuff signed, that's there as well. We've got Laughing Yoga. That's 9:30 a.m. to 10 past 10. On a Tuesday, honestly, that's a whole heap of fun and a whole heap of like waking up your inner self or inability to take on the day. And you know, I work two jobs. I work for a tertiary education as well. I run a cluster here or a class here, and myself and the students, we head into the Laughing Yoga and get a lot out of it because it kind of activates what we're trying to get out of the day. And whatever better way to do set up our final day for our class and then to do some Laughing Yoga. Shout out to Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust. That's every Tuesday. It's a financial mentoring from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then we've got Dinsdale Toastmasters at 7 p.m. now every Wednesday we've got Plunkett Clinic. We've got a Woolly Club. That's from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and that's here at the centre. And Woolly Club is just, you know, it's a bunch of our oldies group knitting. I was going to say sewing, but they'll probably give me an uppercut for that. But it's knitting things. I don't know. I think someone's knitted a jersey, beanie. We've got some mittens in there. But they're doing a great job and they love it. It's a space for them to come out and hang out. So if you feel like it and you know an elderly person that is keen to come down, even to do Laughing Yoga, to do some knitting, send them down to the Western Community Centre at that time. So that's the Woolly Club at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. So bring them down and check it out. So we've got fruit and veggie packs that open up on the Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So that's our closing time. So inside that time, every from Wednesday onwards, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, come on down and get your veggie pack. If you've ordered, feel free to order online or feel free to come on down to the centre and see if there are any bags left for you to order or pick up. So we've got after school care again on a Wednesday. That goes from 3:30 to 5:30. We've got Star Jam on a Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. All right, so Thursday, there's also another Citizens Advice Bureau that turn up at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., to 12:30 p.m., and we also got Star Jam that night as well at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Now, Friday, we've got Out West Radio, so this is on at 11 a.m., so tune in to 89.0 FM, and this station will be live. Like today, we'll be sharing every content or everything that's been happening down out west and what's coming up. We've got Tō Whaka Pōwai, which is our youth development program that goes from 3:30 in the afternoon to 5:30 in the afternoon. But at this, on the last Saturday of every month, we have Chain Link Bike Repairs. So that's the last Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you have any bikes at home or any young people, any of your kids that need a bike fix or even yourself, if you need a bike fixed, come on down on the last Saturday of every month in between the 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and get your bike fixed, all right? It's as easy as that. A story, like, I have just recently fixed my car, and what was wrong with it was it started skipping. It was almost like skipping a heartbeat. And the car was shaking, all right? And we had to figure out real quick when we were on our way to the gym. It was a little bit shaky, but on the way back, it was even more shaky. So I have no idea what was happening to our car, although my wife was panicking. She was telling me, hey, we need to get our car sorted. It was worse on the way back. And then she drove it down to take our son to kindy, and then it was even worse. So I have no idea why it was like that, but when we come back from the break, I'm going to share a little bit about what I did to make it work, or even how I was able to fix it. But you know what? I did it, and it cost me next to nothing. I'll tell you how I done it when we come back. This is King Kapisi.
Samoa. Island brothers extend the bond to the X, but the only X I'm on knows it's XXL. Overs equals oversized, overstay is overstressed. Last names back it up, can you pronounce it? Delete the era that began with ages. Visual effects guaranteed by the flick of the round map. But now, brown copper Polynesians been exploited. Cena oi, come into my life, I got coconuts to show you. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. It's just my savage instinct coming back from the brink. Revitalize and all is how we lost. Culture ever be you lost in the ignorance. From the mom to the pop to the child. Wonder why your child is running around real wild. Pass on the knowledge so the tongue leaves its cradle. We'll take them back home to the motherland and teach the ways of ours. Lifestyles in the speech. Yeah, yeah, lifestyles in the speech. Come on, come on. Got to
big way selector on the battlefield. Want me rugged dance hall echoes. Ba 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 boom boom, ba 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 boom boom. Midnight reflex rays down the da da ooh. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop.
To the mind of a homo, I'm just a psycho, ready to blow up the mic from intro to outro. Paul and try to understand is doubtful. You're trying to take me out, yeah, if it's a pedophile. I'm from Savati, village is from a Milo. When it comes to battling, I'm just an animal. Fix amnesia, second migration. We all pay homage to the old plantation. We just pay homage to the old plantation.
Selector on the battlefield, want me rugged dance hall echoes. Ba 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 boom boom, ba 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 boom boom. Midnight reflex rays da 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 ooh. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop. Screams from the old plantation, I'll stop.
Kia ora, nui mai, haere mai, nui mai, hoki mai. Welcome back, and if you're just tuning in, my name is Thomas Hunt. I'm the Youth Development Worker down here at the Western Community Centre. Now, that was King Kapisi with Screams from the Old Plantation. I hope that was a bit of a jam wherever you are. The sun is shining, and I hope it's good. Before we went on that break, I was sharing a bit of a story about my car, how it was having this breakdown. And we didn't know what was going on. We learnt sooner down the track that when we were driving to the gym, that it started shaking. It was almost skipping a heartbeat. or was skipping a heartbeat, and then it got worse when we were driving back. Now here's me thinking, oh, it's probably just oil. Let's go and put some oil in it. We put some oil in it, and it just happened to be a little bit low on oil. So I was like, oh, surely that's it. Nope, still keep shaking. So we Googled it, and I was like, what is going on? And then we found out that the coils were actually damaged in it. Fran took it in, my wife took it in, and they got a check, they done a little check, and they said it's going to cost over like a certain amount of money, and I'm talking like a couple of grand to get it fixed. And Fran's immediate reaction was to ring me and just say, hey, look, it's going to cost this much, what should we do? And then I was like, oh no, I reckon I could do it. And typical male, I'm going to do it, I'll go fix it, I should be able to just do it for real cheap price anyway. It's just me, I'm going to do the labor for free. So I Googled it, and then I YouTube this little clip that was like 3 minutes. And you know what, a week later I was installing coils, installing spark plugs, reinstalling, got new spark plugs, adjusted the distance between the spark and the tab so that it was getting like a good kick over spark. And I know how to do that, so I was doing that. And also I had to get the right tools, so went out and got all of that stuff, got it all together, put it on, put the whole manifold back together. Now the hardest thing about my car is that you have to take this whole manifold off just to get to the coils and the spark plug. So we did all that, and then I put it back together, and then I tried to turn it over and it didn't work. Now here's me thinking, man, I need to watch that YouTube clip again. Watch it again and again and again and again. And then my neighbor came over and was like, oh, maybe you should try this. So we took it all apart and then we had a look at it. And then I was mentioning, oh, we actually took about 3 looks at it, tried to kick it over, didn't work. Took it apart again, showed him what was going on. We had a look at a couple of things that could go wrong, that could be going wrong. Had a look at the spark plugs again, make sure that everything was touching, make sure all the coils are down tight, plugged into the right thing, before we even test the sparking on the spark plugs. All right, so we put it all back together, and I was talking to my neighbor, and I was talking it through, and I was like, look, see, something about, like, it's got a, because it's a whole manifold and comes off, it's losing combustion, and that's what it says on the clip. And then I clicked, and then I was like, wait, is this supposed to be on, and I'm supposed to collect gas fumes in there and oil and have, like, this build-up in it, so it's like a combustion chamber, so they don't want to sparks up. When the spark plug sparks, it then kicks over. Now, this is all these things that I'm thinking internally, and I'll have another watch of the video, and I just remember that it's only like it's probably shorter than 3 minutes, probably shorter than 2 minutes. And this guy is real informative in their time, so I'm like, oh man. And I said to my neighbor, and I was like, bro, I think I have to keep turning the key until it builds up pressure in there, and when a spark sparks, it's going to light the pressure, and then it'll ignite it. I don't know, I might be wrong, and all of you car heads out there might be like, no, you have no idea what you're talking about, Tom. But I'll tell you what, it worked, and I kept turning the key 15 times to 20 times, had it down for like maybe the 21st time, and then it kicked over. And it hasn't kicked off, it hasn't stopped ever since, you know, like, or not stopped. I've turned the car on and off and on, but I mean, like, I haven't had a breakdown of having to try and turn it on like that, because I then clicked that it must have been the combustion, and it built up with pressure, and then we could kick it over, and then it was spinning properly. Now, my question is for you, what have you done a big job on anything, I don't know where it was or how you did it, but you didn't know what you were doing, so you YouTubed it, you Googled it, and you found the short clip, or could have been a long clip, I don't know. But somehow, Google came through for you on the short run, or YouTube came through for you, all right, and you got the job done. You know what? You'll probably get a high five out of it. Oh no, I didn't, because I put those coils in, and still 3 weeks later, I still couldn't turn it on. It took my neighbor to come over like 4 weeks later and tell me. And then we both clicked, oh yeah, combustion. And then we got it kicked over. So, you know what? I didn't quite get a high five, but it was there. And I just want to know. Go onto our Facebook page. You share with us what you've used Google for, what you've used YouTube for, because everyone does it. And I know everyone does it. Everyone talks about it because they use it as a joke. But really, everyone uses it as a tool. And I know that for sure because that's not the only thing that I've YouTubed to try and fix. Yeah, so just let us know what you've been using YouTube for, to fix things, to learn how to put things together, like instructions, manual packs. It's all on there. You can find anything on Google and YouTube, and it'll help you out. I even used it to look at plastering on my house. All right, that's a quick short video, and now I've plastered my whole house. Now I'm Thomas Hunt the Plasterer, because I plastered my whole house, and I painted my whole house. Now, they won't give me a job then being a painter or a plasterer, though, because although I'd done it, I still had to do, probably took me like five months longer than a normal person would be able to do it. But anyway, it was there, and I did it, and I was happy. But you let us know what you've YouTubed, what you've Googled, and put it onto our Facebook page. Go onto our Western Community Centre page and check it down, all right? And another thing is, all right, if you are around the Western Community Centre, we are full of information. We've got a whole wall of pamphlets. If you need any information to do with what Norton's got going on, come on down to the Western Community Centre, 46 Hyde Ave, and come and have a chat to us. If it's young people, if it's for whānau, if it's for even learn a license, because we've got that as well, if it's learning what's around the community, food-wise, I don't know, any kind of budgeting stuff, we've got that as well. Even if you just need a meeting room to come and chill out in and talk to people, we've got that. Just come on down to the community centre. But honestly, that's us for today. It's just me, but this is just me signing out as well. But thank you for tuning in. I'll catch you next week because we're interviewing someone who's been out in the industry sharing about youth driving. All right, so some driving rules for young people. But we'll catch you next week. Thomas Hunt signing out.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.